Particles through in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, that triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of red deer velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone-binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrolyl norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com.
Thank you.
welcome back. And we have Gary Richard Arnold here. Gary, you've got lots of things to say. We're going to have on the third hour, by the way, Keisha Rogers from the LaRouche Foundation. And I like to incise with logic and evidence and both facts. That I call it all three levels. I call it the sewer net for the internet, classified sources, and good information just in books. You know, like the information that you have about the 10 schools and all the names and addresses and institutions and so on. By the way, I have you here in echo. It must be your speakers on.
Let me turn it down a little more here.
There you go. Often happens when we just started. So what we have is a situation where we have that, and we have the third level, which is supernatural. And when all three balls, like in Keno in Las Vegas, fall and say the same number, you know you're on track. It's like a bloodhound smelling out the truth. And what we do in our show, especially on the second hour on Thursdays, is you're the genius at knowing all the names and addresses and agendas of all these maniacs. You've been in the political realm for so long, you know exactly what's going on. And by the way, there's a dance on the left and the right, and both of them are, I call, luciferic. And somehow people, I don't really call people stupid, I call them, basically, they contrived ignorance, I call them viciously ignorant. They're not stupid, they just decide to choose a worldview that sometimes they know is actually dangerous, or even destructive for themselves, even suicidal. Yet they adhere to it, and they actually will bare their teeth, hoping if they can growl enough that people that actually are asking questions or are showing evidence that their worldview is wrong will shut up. We're not going to shut up. And it's interesting that the public is actually getting a clue. I saw the polls drop dramatically with Bernie Sanders Claus after he made his announcement that he was going to support the marathon bomber getting a right to vote in prison after he killed people. And his polls dropped from 27 to 11%. I guess people really were disturbed by the fact that Bernie Sanders Claus wasn't just trying to give health care to everything, he's trying to give the vote to killers.
If we could get people to recognize the so-called vote harvesting, there's really nothing different than having some mass murderer stealing his vote or grabbing his vote.
Yeah, exactly, but this is just another aspect. I want you to get into that, because vote harvesting, we had situations that were coming out in video and so on before 2016 that there was vote harvesting where people would travel to multiple states and had file. We had sometimes in Michigan up to seven times people voted different voting stations for Hillary Clinton. And we also have illegals voting in California where more than half the driver's license certificates were given were for illegals in California compared to normal Californians. And those illegals were using the driver's certificate as a means to walk into the voting booth and actually vote. So when Hillary says she had an additional couple million votes, Hillary is so full of it, it's disgusting. If she opens her mouth, evil comes out. That, oh yeah, I got 3 million votes or whatever. Yeah, mostly vote harvesting. So I'd like you to get into it, because the vote harvesting thing's coming up, and unless we clean up our act, we're going to see the Democrats pushing everything, including open borders with Beto O'Rourke. They want vote harvesting. It's not just letting people in prison vote. It's letting illegals vote. It's letting people vote multiple times. It's letting people vote that are not qualified or even traveling across state lines and voting twice or more. Right?
Right. Well, the state of California is complicit in it, and it's not the small farmers, but the multinational, the big, industry-owned farms that like the cheap labor. The state of California, the last time I received a renewal for my registration, came with it, a voting, just fill out this certificate and you're registered to vote. And so it's going, like you said, to illegals that Governor Brown and Newsom are handing out by the tens of thousands, probably hundreds. Hundreds of thousands. The same thing's going on at these various farms where the multinationals are involved. So when they go out there with their lunch trucks and their portable toilets and everything, along with the donuts and coffee and other goodies, they have these people sign up. And if they can't sign, they make a mark. And then when those votes come, they go to, the union, or they go to the corporate headquarters, because these migrants are, they don't have a physical address. So they use a physical address of one of these union members or of the multinationals or some other welfare agency, which will harvest that vote come that time. And all throughout Northern California, especially here in Watsonville and Salinas, where these artichoke farms and strawberry farms and so forth are, we had just a mailbox type dumps for votes. You only had to bring in that thing that you got from the DNV or from your employer and drop it in one of those boxes. There's nobody there to check you. And, of course, you know, immigrants can't speak the language usually. They don't know about the bonds or all the offices for the central committees and so forth. So they really run both political parties because those things are pre-selected. And, of course, they're going to do what their union boss tells them and or break a leg or, you know, they're not going to complain.
Right. So where do you think this is going? What do you think is going to happen? Because what I see happen when I see Nadler, and I see the Democrats still just like Swalwell and others just doing everything they can. Like today, there's supposed to be a hearing in the House, and it basically it's like the comments from Barr. He doesn't want the politicians to weaponize the powers that they have to actually for a political end. The Mueller investigation, as he said, is over. I mean, now they're trying to say he had the Trump had obstruction when there's no crime. How can I say it? He has been aggravated by someone illegally and investigating him to death for 2.5 years, before the election, after, to basically do a hard coup against the President of the United States as a duly elected. And he could have actually recused himself and said, look, we're not going to cooperate at all, but he did. And now they want to continue further in getting his tax reports and everything else, and he's basically digging his heels and saying, no, we're not going to do it. My thing is the Democrats are going to kill the Democratic Party. It's going to finally die a very ugly death, isn't it?
I sure hope so. I see, again, logic makes no difference because you see the catechism that's read by virtually all the stations, and even Fox is, you know, kind of a trap, that it's a reiteration, and it's literally brainwashing because logic doesn't apply. Just as you mentioned, how can you have collusion when there's no crime? That's just the very beginning. But this thing is so infested with abuses, and this isn't a ball that can roll down the street. It's got so many edges to it. They have to.
Why don't we call it what it is? It's a coup, and the coup plotters need to go to jail. And what's going to happen is the Uber and the Horowitz reports are going to come out in the next 2 months, and there's going to be indictments. I heard the first indictment was already passed down. It's my guess you're going to start seeing these Democrats realize, like they came out last week and after they met in the White House, Pelosi and Schumer, and is now announcing we're going to get a $2 trillion infrastructure bill. How the hell can you have an infrastructure bill where you're investigating the hell out of the president? He's not going to sign anything unless you stop harassing the hell out of him and let him be president. It also paralyzes the government and makes it very hard for people to do their job. The president's done amazing things despite the fact of that, and he's also screwing up. Pushing 5G network and recycled water, that's bad. And he's not even dealing with the situation and that now is going on in Venezuela. In fact, they finally picked up the story on Drudge. And I have a report here from a congressperson. Let me just pull it up here. And I'll give you his name. It's Congressman, let's see who it is now. Mario Diaz-Balart believes Vladimir Putin's hidden nukes. Okay, now, he must be listening to the show or somebody in contact with him, because we are the whistleblowers, me and John W. Spring. Trump has not contacted us. We've been sending all kinds of material almost on a daily basis to Trump, and we're not getting anywhere. Damn it. You out there need to contact the president and say, listen, contact John W. Spring, fly him in to the White House, talk to him for an afternoon or an hour, start doing something about this, because this guy Guido's down there, because they've disarmed the public, these emergency supplies to the Venezuelans are not getting through. We're going to see a lot of people starve to death and die, and a lot of people are not just going to eat their pets, they're going to eat their children. This is going to get really ugly. And we need to go in there and decapitate the regime. Now, next hour, I'm going to put on the mat Keisha Rogers because he supports the Rouge Foundation. They want to push Belt and Road. But the Chinese have 35,000 special forces Chinese troops there and three hospital ships because they support Maduro. And they also support, along with the Russians, who've got nuclear arms there, including not only in the nuclear submarines in Lao Chila Island in the Lesser Antilles, they also have Russian nukes in the Orinoco River tunneled in the sidewalls. And they have Chinese nuclear subs at the bases in Venezuela. What we have to understand is the Iranians and Hezbollah have troops down there, and there's 46,000 Cubans, including this private army, that are special forces there supporting Maduro, including his own private guard. They're all Cubans. If the Cubans were, what we need to do is we need to blockade their oil coming from Venezuela to Cuba. That would put a stop to it immediately. In fact, the only reason why they're there is to make sure Cuba continues to get free oil from Venezuela to keep the regime going and have power and lights on in Cuba. Cuba is a proxy of Russia. So this idea, we just need to make a deal with China. No, China needs to get with it. They're sitting in the carfentanil. Do you know how much carfentanil came in last year? Enough to kill every damn American multiple times over. This is disgusting. China is not our not just our enemy. They're dire. You know, we're in a death struggle with Russia and China. We are. Whether they're going to do a cyber attack or... And they did a very stupid approach to try to influence our elections. That's minor. The real danger is nuclear attacks, chemical and biological. And the Chinese are supporting Maduro, which puts basically in our back doorstep, violating the Monroe Doctrine, enemy powers that have intentions to destroy America. This is not good. And we're not getting anywhere with Trump. Nowhere.
These communists have a partnership with the Democratic Party and have had, since Nicaragua and El Salvador and Grenada, all of these deals. And you just look again at the senator with the Chinese spy with her for 40 years, and Leon Panetta sends, again, military information ahead of DOD and CIA. What the executive branch needs to do immediately, and I'm Barr and Trump, they're throwing everything at them to distract the attention of what's going on in California, which is this breakaway state of Pacifica. These guys will invite the Red Chinese under the Golden Gate Bridge and just pony up with them and be part of this new world order that they're creating. They have no aversion. These Chinese communists are mixed already within the system of California. They've been way back when Al Gore was vice president, and he's sitting there with a pile of money, embarrassing pile of money. Huffington, and then the other Matt Fong, who ran for United States senator as a Republican senator. I mean, all these people receive money from the Chinese Communist Party, as is the cog up here. The guy received tens of thousands of dollars from the Red Chinese, and he's top dog in all these regional agencies right here in Monterey Bay with the blessing and support from Leon Panetta. But we need the Justice Department to wake up to some of this stuff, gross violations of civil rights are going on all over the state. The voter harvesting should be stopped in its tracks. And
right.
There's nobody, a whistleblower in the state of California can go to. Because right now, if you go to the San Francisco FBI, they'll hang up on you. I mean, they really don't give a rat's rear end.
Right.
So Barr needs to shake and clean this stuff all the way out to its extensions, because California basically is the model or the role of that series called Jericho, where you had separate states breaking apart with the assistance of foreign powers, and that's exactly
right. And that's what's going on. And by the way, they're assisted with people inside our own government who are traitors, including both Democrats and Republicans that are collaborating, aren't they?
Absolutely. It's the globalist Republicans. Rip on.
Rip on. Rip off, I should call it. Rip off society. How's that?
That's it.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutriMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves Cardiovasc, Gamma A+ to get rid of nitroproxy radical, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2-plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2-plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bio-nutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mixed power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Cardiovasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system to our parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. A capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. And welcome back. And, of course, Gary, let's continue. Did you send me any articles or links today that you wanted me to post up?
No, I haven't yet.
You mentioned an AD that we should bring on the show. Maybe we'll have her on next week. Or if you get her time, I'll maybe slide her into a time slot I have open. Her name is Georgia Beardsley. And she was she's up in Northern California. She got knocked off. She was getting a worldwide audience. What's the story behind about Georgia Beardsley?
Well, she's, been talking about the shadow government, the use of racism in order to divide people, calling out the funders. She goes beyond the patty cake stuff. She knows all about the regional government, CalCog. Regionalism is really the Sovietization of local government. And, of course, most of the rest of the station, you've got the regular, left and right, but because this is Santa Cruz, you've got some really hardcore, and then you've got some transgender and other, it's supposed to be a station for everyone, although not for her, apparently. But they've already...
So they actually removed her from the station, right?
Yeah. But, anyway, she's intense. People tune in just to listen to her. So she's been such a...
Does she have you on the program so she can actually unveil some of these things?
Yeah,
because
I've been on there probably about four or five times, but she's only got 2 hours, and it goes pretty quick. But she's dealing with the real issues, so... if it's chemtrails or anything, she'll trace them all the way back to MITRE. She's kind of like me that way. Or if it's the vaccinations, she'll go right to the fact that Bill Gates' former doctor, says a billionaire, refused to vaccinate his own kids. And
right. She's very good at what I call level two information. You know what level one is? You go on the internet and find out some bad stuff yourself. Level two, she goes back to source documents and things that are published in the open media, level three is getting into classified information and supernatural, and that's where the science comes in. If I have a cross interviewer, I'll be able to connect the dots. For example, when I interview you, you're extremely knowledgeable to all these people. You can name them, you can name the agency, you can talk about their agenda, the MITRE, etc., but you weren't aware about the actual things like the Druidic Council of 13 and the actual top-down controls for the secret agencies, which, by the way, are infiltrated in every religion, including atheism, communism, and even transhumanism. That's all different versions of Luciferic Satanism at the top. And the ultimate group that controls all this is called the Druidic Council 13. I had some moron tried to say, Druids aren't bad, they're in the Bible. Yeah, they're in the Bible because they're notified as being the repository of the Hivites, Jebusites, and all the other ites that are involved with satanic worship and human sacrifice of children on specific unholy days by the demonic elite. And people don't realize that the star of Ashtoreth, which is the moon war goddess where you sacrifice children to Moloch, the giant owl, which we have an example up in Northern California, that sacrifice, that symbol, is called the Star of David. It's not. It was given to them by the Rothschilds, or Red Shield, as a symbol around 100 years ago to the Israelis. It's not an Israeli symbol. It's a symbol of paganism. So the symbol of Israel, the Star of David, is not the Star of David at all. It's a star of human druidic sacrifice of babies to this god Moloch. They don't understand that, do they?
Well, we can see her being ousted. Within the last year, the owner of the radio station, MZ, has permitted the Commonwealth Club to broadcast their speakers. Well, the Commonwealth Club is a bohemian club.
Right.
The ones with the big owl and the Moloch and all that type
right.
of stuff. So in addition, after his meeting with them, he has his trip to China.
Right.
So you can see it coming.
Right.
But, they use, I guess, both the carrot and the stick. And,
right.
Like so many people, the pressure around here is pretty extreme, and I think he just couldn't take it anymore. And unfortunately, he instead of
Yes, Masonic bodies probably threatened him and his...
He tried to, you know, kind of create some reasons to do it. And anyway, that's it.
Yeah, his Masonic bodies threatened him that they were going to kill him and his family if he didn't shut up or do exactly as they say.
Yeah, well, you know, some of the pressures came to us with our group called Freedom Forum, and it came from COPA, you know, with Saul Alinsky, who's hanging out with Blake from the National Council of Churches, and Stokey Carmichael, and all these things. And then, of course, again, Alinsky, you've got his book dedicated to Lucifer. I mean, it's you're going right to that point. It is Luciferian, and it's an evil conspiracy. And that's where George is really sharp, because she doesn't just look at things as a problem here about fluoride in the water or this or that, and just look at that. You know, you look at where it's coming from and who's buying it.
I got a new term for George and for yourself. I call you infopathologist. Do you like that?
Oh,
you look at the underlying reason why this society's sick. You get the underlying reason why people like Swalwell, for example. If you actually read, remember when our guy Assange got basically kicked out of the Ecuadorian embassy?
Yeah,
well, he dropped
the
database, and I actually have his entire database of things that were dumped. I have it sitting in my computer right now.
Wow, terrific.
And one of them was the oath that people like Swalwell take in the secret order here in California. And when you read this damn thing, you think, oh my God, this smirking maniac who wants to be president's got a very arrogant attitude, is a complete satanic dumb bunny who actually wants us to kowtow to him and his stupid ideas, and he continues to lie and look like, hey, I'm telling the truth, even though everybody knows he's lying. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, well, he belonged to one of the secret societies that was created at Yale, and their Latin phrase, when you interpret it, it says the cause is hidden. And I don't know if that's the particular oath you're looking at, or whether it's you're looking at some other organization that you
know. No, it's the full oath. I have the full oath. If people want to see it, I can actually post it up from Assange. I mean, I got about 1,000 documents he data dumped to me and others.
Oh, that's terrific.
They wouldn't believe the stuff I got. It's like, oh my God. No wonder they want Assange. Assange is blowing their whole thing, man. He's just blowing it.
Yep.
And he's an excellent journalist, and he didn't get all the stuff. He acted as the center point, almost like the drain of a giant sewer.
Well,
the sewage is coming by, and he grabs it, and he records it.
I think Seth Rich was who they sacrificed. He's supposed to be robbed, and of course he's still got his watch and his wallet and his everything else, so...
They robbed him of his heartbeat and his ability to talk because they killed him.
That's right.
That's what they did. That's the robbery that they did on him. They robbed him of the heartbeat. And they robbed him of consciousness so he could no longer tell the people the truth about what's going on.
Yeah, they do that in a lot of ways. And
Now, you know why they do that to nice doctors or alternative doctors or politicians, people like Seth Rich? Do you know why they do that?
Why is that?
They do that because they're nice.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to ask you a question. Do you think that any way, shape, or form the word nice in Dr. Deagle's needs to be within 10,000 miles of me and my name? Absolutely not. You cross me legally, you're going to end up in court. You cross me medically, and you're going to end up getting sick by not listening to me. And you cross me by threatening to hurt me and my family, you end up dead. Not having a bad day. And you cross me not accepting the spiritual truths, I say, and you end up separated from God and annihilated. So I'm not exactly Mr. Passive, like my ancestor Moses. And I want people to understand that if special forces came to my home, I will hit with weapons that you won't even know in Star Wars. I'm building exotic weapons that are so nasty, you won't see a pop or a gun or anything coming at you, but you're not going to do well. So people need to understand I already have some of these weapons right now, and I'm building more. And I will share them with my closest allies and friends that you can get information and material from your local garage or a hardware store and put it together in an afternoon. Some of the stuff I have posted up.
One of our allies and friends died last week, and that was Anthony J. Hilder. And, of course,
Anthony J. Hilder lived in an apartment right above 32 smart meters. So despite whatever else is going on in his health, he got exposure to toxins, and he should have called Dr. Deagle, and it would have helped him to block those electromagnetic pollutions and shutting off his DNA. So whether he's heart failure or was having strokes or whatever, Anthony, just like anybody out there listening, and by the way, I have co-hosts that don't consult Dr. Deagle, and they have health problems, and those co-hosts better damn well start, or they're going to end up getting terminated, because remember, there's lots of subtle ways of getting you. They can get you financially, they can tie you up in courts, or they can just affect your health or let you say, we disrespect Deagle. I had one lady, listen to this, who was contacted, a friend of mine, her name is on the East Coast, I won't mention her full name, and she said her son is a drug addict and she wanted to get help because he's killing himself. And I said, well, here's the procedure. You have them drop me an email, give me time windows, and I call them back. I won't charge them. And just give her some starter advice and what to do. But if you are someone that comes on my show regularly and you have a health problem and you don't let me help you, you are going to suffer the ignorance of dealing with regular doctors or even alternative doctors and doing bad things to you. And I want people to understand that I'm here to rescue you. I'm like a firefighter to save you physically from medical health issues, but also spiritual and geopolitical. And there's lots of nice people out here in the news media that are trying to present the truth, you know, like this lady who probably should have her own radio show totally separate from these networks. And we'll try to help her. In fact, if she wants to, I can even put her on my network. I have not only my own network now, Nutramedical Networks, but also I have my own radio station out of the UK. So I'm independent, but I'm also nasty. I had one guy last year threaten me, and I tracked him down on my Facebook by name. And I said it on air, and people said, you shouldn't say that. And I said, now if this idiot, and I have him by name now, is stupid enough to come to my town or my home and try to threaten me or my family, he's not going to have a bad day. I'm going to bury the sucker if he tries to hurt me or my family. Now, I don't get threats anymore. You know why? Because they realize Deagle is dangerous. I am. And that's why it's a good thing I'm saved, because if the dark side ever got Deagle, the whole world should shake in fear. Thank God people are praying for me to be a good guy. Because if I turn to the dark side, man, you'd better be worried. Because if the dark side wants to attack Deagle, special forces want to come to my home or the police, God help them. They're not going away alive. Not. That's why I want people to understand this, and I'm threatening them back. That's why people like me, who will survive, who has our own network now, who is independent of all the knuckleheads out there and all the other networks, whether it's Genesis Network, who tries to, you know, persecute me. My show, they didn't even want me to have commercials that said I had a show on the network, and I was there 14 years. Didn't want me to have commercials saying I had a show on the network, and tried to say it was a rule. No, it wasn't a rule. They're full of it. And so it's, you know, Stan Johnson back 20 years ago, when I warned them not to do, you know, the oil exploration at the southwest end of the Dead Sea. And it's a good thing there's a soybean oil farmer from the Midwest to protect me from being chucked off the top floor of the hotel there in the Dead Sea, because they were seriously ticked. Hayseed Stevens, Stan Johnson, and these other characters, because they wanted to get billions. They offered me $100 million and said, no, I don't want your money. I want you to obey. Do not drill at the southwest end of the Dead Sea. Now, Hayseed, I warned him, if you do this, God's going to take you home early. You're going to die. And I warned Stan, your ministry will be crushed. And it was. And Stan won't return my calls now for 20 years. Do you know that? So Dr. Deagle offends people. Guess what? With the truth. I don't offend you because I hate you. I pray for those people. But I want them to understand there's nobody like me on radio or TV anywhere in the world. And that's why I make alliances with people like you that are a social genius of all the bad guys, both on the left and the right, that are actually trying to bring us to a luciferic end of the human population on Earth. This is no joke. And there's no nice way of delivering this, by the way. It's ugly. It's like, you know, as I say, geopolitical pathology. You got all the organs of evil going on here in the luciferic trail, and you got all these characters like Swalwell and Nadler and Hillary Rotten Clinton, highest level female warlock in the Western world. We wonder. This is far worse than the trilogy or Star Wars or even, you know, Avengers Endgame or Game of Thrones. This is much worse. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams for 15-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Calm Mind and Brain Mag are an amazing combination. Calm Mind contains myo-inositol, sun-theanine, and GABA. And Brain Mag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP Cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, Stress to Go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well with toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol is a water-soluble form that crosses the blood-brain barrier, regenerates gums, and is necessary as a reserve form to convert back to CoQ10 the spark of life for all mitochondria throughout your body. There's nothing like CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol to complement CoQ10 Supreme itself. The CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol from Dr. Bill Deagle is the highest quality available in the world, and very importantly, should be taken to reverse heart failure, hypertension, diabetes, and many peripheral neuropathy and central neuropathy conditions such as post-traumatic brain injury, stroke, and recover from Parkinson's disease and ALS. Get NutriMedical's CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And if you need an additional protocol, do contact us for a free starter protocol at NutriMedical. Thank you for taking care of yourself with NutriMeds and technology from Dr. Bill. We're here for you every day with starter free protocols. Take care and stay well with NutriMedical every day. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with Diabetaline, Biotin Plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the provided nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. And welcome back. And by the way, I'm going to get Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart. I'll get him on the program. He's actually the guy that's whistleblower about the Russian nukes that's on the sun. And he's been a representative since age 40. He's 57 now in Florida, South Florida. His aunt was actually the first wife of the Cuban dictator, Castro.
Fidel.
So he's very much against Cuba. He's very much against the British taking of the Falkland Islands. He's very much against the legalization of marijuana. He supported Trump and the firing of Comey. This guy sounds like a good guy, doesn't he?
Yeah. You don't get too many of these people that will speak up. And apparently he's been good for his district, too. So he's taking care of them. And I think he won last time with 60%.
Wow.
And I'm sure he's been targeted.
Well, the more we talk about things, the more we de-target people. I've talked to people, both NSA and other agents, because...
It makes them less dangerous, and once that information gets out, because when Dr. Anthony Sutton first got Skull and Bones information, he had to be, kind of on the lam quite a bit until the Internet came in and there was enough information out there that it would have only made him a martyr.
Yeah.
And I'll mention another thing here about Anthony Hilder. He was the protege of Myron Fagan. Myron Fagan was famous in Broadway, the silent movies, and in the talkies. And Anthony produced a couple records for him. They weren't singing records or entertainment, but one is called Red Stars Over Hollywood, and the other one refers to the Illuminati. And in there, he calls Myron Fagan, refers to Ronald Reagan as Red Ronnie, and talks about his... incestuous relationship with Dory Sherry, who was the head of the Anti-Defamation League and so forth. But Anthony's memorial is next Friday on the 10th. It's in Santa Monica at Woodlawn at 2 p.m. in case there's some people that know him. He's quite famous for being right in the front line and the earliest with the documentaries.
Right.
But quite a man, quite a character, and he took it from all sides. I was with him on the Queen Mary when he was asked to go to the dark side. Like you said, you've been offered money. I was within 6 feet and in hearing distance of when the Accuracy in Media, which was run by Reed Irvine, a Federal Reserve person, and there were some Kissinger folks on that particular boat at that time. But they were telling Anthony, why do you want to mess around with doing what you're doing when, we can use a guy like you, But and they had a couple of their mistresses or whatever peppered through there because the women were much younger than some of these old CIA coots. And, of course, at that time, the Soviet Union was still quite a threat. So anti-communist and the deep state and everybody kind of, there was a mixture together, but it was... you could tell they were wanting to control the outcome, but Anthony rejected that.
Right.
he did it the hard way.
Yeah, and I think you have some pictures of yourself with Anthony J. Hilder too, don't you?
Yeah, I do. And I'll have to dig through some of the really classic things that we did. I think one event was 1980. This was in Detroit when the Republicans were having a convention. And we had already known that Ronald Reagan, switched. We gave him a break in 1966 for the election because of his time for choosing speech. It just, we took the chance. But as soon as he was elected, he appointed all the Rockefeller people and started executive orders on regionalism and anti-gun stuff. But he was still portrayed by the media and the left as, this big right winger. But he was doing everything opposite. But he was going for the primary in 1980, and we published a newspaper. I believe it's on my website. I got a big smiling picture of Ronald Reagan. It was his campaign picture, And it says, Make America Great Again, by the way, was the slogan. But we were able to circulate that tabloid inside the convention center. And after we had done that, we dropped a banner that showed the trilateral three arrows changing into the the 666 of Lucifer changing into the trilateral. But we went there. In fact, I went to part of the convention was held in Canada. I had to go under a tunnel, and at the gate there, they took away, I think I had a .22 rifle in the back, and of course, Canada
right.
doesn't have any of that. But Bush was talking in right over the border there, and I was asking him about some of the Contra stuff, or the what was going on in the Central America. And because he had been CIA during that period, and of course he deflected it, you know, in a way that you couldn't ask any more questions. But we were right up there and in the mix. And in that tabloid, we showed that his transmission committee already had more members of the Council on Foreign Relations and Trilateral Commission than Carter had. And of course, Reagan was campaigning in New Hampshire and Florida, attacking the trilaterals and Jimmy Carter. But under Ed Meese, who was in charge of that campaign at that time, already had more members of the CFR and Trilateral Commission on his transmission committee before he was nominated that coming Sunday. And that Sunday, he appointed George Bush as his vice president. Everybody was hoping it would be Jack Kemp or two or three other possibilities. But it was all set up. Reagan had met with Rockefeller a night or two before, and there's a picture of them, you know, sitting over, you know, some fancy table talking together. But also it was Ronald Reagan that picked William Casey as his CIA head. William Casey was also very involved in this campaign, and William Casey was a partner of Dr. Armin Hammer, the son of the American Communist Party. So Red Ronnie didn't go too far off his original roots when he was pushing for Mao's supremacy during the Chinese Civil War between the communists and the nationalists.
Right.
But, and then Reagan appointed Caspar Weinberger as Secretary of Defense. Caspar Weinberger was part of Bechtel, which is like McKinney and Company or some of these other global shells in which they move people around. It's really part of the parallel world government. And Caspar Weinberger was praised in the People's World when he was running for state assembly years before. So, and Caspar Weinberger came from the Reagan's cabinet from California also. So you go, you have one person after another, whether it's Malcolm Bowdridge of the Department of Commerce, again, Secret Society. There really was no change. Ronald Reagan, you know, looked like he was right, but he was wrong.
He was a very good actor. In other words, he acted through the presidency to pretend that he was a conservative, Bible-believing person, but in actual fact, he was a leftist globalist, wasn't he?
Yeah. In fact, his house was, I don't know why the 666 keeps coming up, but it was St. Cloud, 666 St. Cloud, something there in the Woodland Hills over there. But, and Nancy used to, you know, go to her fortune teller and all of that. But again and again, you know, for 13 years, he was the head of the United, you know, on the letterhead of the United World Federalist, and his handler was Meyer Cord, or Cordmeyer. And again, Secret Society, he had married somebody, Mary Pinchot, whose father was Skull and Bone. So this is all very tight, always controlled. Just as Obama was controlled by Austin Goolsbe, Skull and Bones can be seen as a guest frequently on...
Right, and you see Austin Goolsbe always on. This guy looks like a ghoul, doesn't he, Austin Goolsbe? He's a ghoul. You look at this guy, very intelligent, very sneaky, very, very slithery. I call he has a slithery personality. Do you like that?
Yeah. Well, those eyes are kind of funny. They're like Schiff's eyes, although Schiff looks a little more panicky, you know. But
he looks like a blow-up doll from hell.
Yeah. Well, you know, Obama, again, he came from Indonesia, and he dated Philip Jessup's son's daughter. And Philip Jessup was the head of the Institute for Pacific Relations, and where he hired 10 communists to man it, according to the Senate House Committee on the Senate Internal Security Subcommittee. So Jessup, also, you'll find him as the creator of ICLEI, along with Jed Brugman. So the same people that supported Mao, the same people that supports Agenda 21, the same people that supports the Sovietization, like the Rockefellers. Rockefeller praised Mao, again, as having the most efficient dictatorship, and he said he doesn't mind if people call him a conspirator, because he's proud that he is part of a cabal to create a world government and
right.
destroy sovereignty in his own self-written biography. So, these aren't things we guess about. I mean, this is really should be common knowledge to the common people, although we're having trouble just getting them to see how bad their inaction of so-called self-government. I mean, nothing's going on in the cities and counties that come from people locally. It's all pushed down through a system of controls, and they're intent on exercising those controls. And as you mentioned earlier, the most important thing to think of now is those Georgia protocols, despite all the things that's going under this umbrella.
Like the Georgia Guidestone, the protocols are
coming down.
Right. And by the way, here's the timeline. The reason why they're in such a panic is because they see the pole shift happening. Now, I'm going to explain how the pole shift is tied to the deal. June 5th, which is only a little over a month away, Ramadan ends, and Jared Kushner is going to declare the peace accord with the Palestinians in the Middle East. Now, he's also going to try to get peace with Russia and China, because Russia and China want to control the world. That's why Russia and China are in Venezuela right now, because it not only has the largest single oil supply, over 5 trillion barrels, it also has a large uranium mine and strategic minerals mine. It's just a flush with wealth and nuclear materials. And Russia and China want to make sure they don't lose that proxy control that's within our sphere of influence. Russia has nuclear weapons now aimed at our throat. And this Mario Balart, I'm going to be in contact with him, because I expect that we will get a very good response, if you want to call it, from him to kind of talk about this article, because apparently he talked to the Sun. And Mario Rafael Diaz Balart Caballo is a representative of the 25th District, and of course his offices are not only in Washington, D.C., but he's got an office down also in Doral, Florida, and Naples. And I'll be in contact with him. And if he's nervy enough to actually give this article about Russia, because he probably has access to intel that shows it, but also he's probably listened to the show or checked out various links, because when I post up my articles, they go everywhere. They go to every social media you can imagine, including...
It was the fact that Carter gave away the Panama Canal, but that was given away with the assistance of Skull and Bones William Buckley and, a lot of the Republicans. But that was crucial, and, of course, Reagan cooperated with, and helped and built steel mills in China and nuclear power plants in Eastern Europe and all kinds of other things later, and... Red Ronnie is probably the greatest actor since Richard Swords, the spy from Japan.
Yeah, and to Ronald Reagan, a lot of people, even on Fox News, they try to tell him as a great conservative. No, he wasn't. He was a great traitor, wasn't he?
Yeah, any Republican that's still doing that, it's a rip-on society, a rip-off society. People need to get people running for local office now and for Congress, because now's the time you need to select a...